Of course, being an overstayer is never a particularly nice thing to experience, but it seems to me that the worst is behind you now. The advice that you received from your proposed new employer was absolutely on the money, and that was, of course, to report to the Immigration Department as soon as you discover the overstay. Do make representations by way of apology and explanation. And in my experience, Immigration Department are very often prepared to overlook accidental overstays. And it appears from the information that you've provided me thus far that that in case is in actual fact what did occur. So essentially then, by reporting to the Immigration Department, you have advised them of the reasons for your overstay, and at the same time you've put into them a formal application for you to seek to adjust your sponsor from your old employment visa sponsor through to your proposed new employer. Now, because you made the application whilst you were an overstayer and you had overstayed your employment visa, essentially what the Immigration Department are doing is treating your application to change your sponsorship whilst you are in what I've couched the Twilight Zone. And the Twilight Zone is where you're an existing resident, your current conditions of stay prevail, but because you've made an application to the Immigration Department to change your employment visa sponsor, they're not in a position to endorse your passport with anything new until such a time as they've positively finalised your application to change your sponsor, which will take 4 to 5 weeks, all things considered. So now that you're sitting in the Twilight Zone, essentially you can't leave Hong Kong without first getting a departure memo from the immigration officer that's tasked with considering your change of sponsorship application. But by the same token, you are not deemed to be an overstayer at this point because you've essentially regularised it previously, and the Immigration Department have kind of like moved past that issue and are now focusing on determining whether or not you should be granted the ability to take up this new employer. Now, normally, whilst the Immigration Department absolutely frown on overstayers, the truth is that if you are genuinely now seeking to change your employer and that employment is, for all practical purposes, a like-for-like employment, you can go into that application with a reasonable level of confidence that you're going to get approved, notwithstanding the fact that there were these overstay problems associated with you actually formally moving your application into the department for your change of employer. So if you get stopped on the street, the Immigration Department essentially know all about you. They are not in a position to endorse your passport with anything new presently, as I say, until your new employment visa application has been finalised. So I wouldn't worry about it. If the Immigration Department were going to make any kind of example of you, I think you would have probably felt their wrath at that level by now, but given that they seem to have endorsed your passport with the standard card that speaks to the fact that you've now got an active reference as regards your application to change your employer, and that they will, as they normally do, write to your employer during the currency of the application to change your sponsorship for any outstanding or other information that will allow them to positively consider it in your favour. That is just the normal way that it works. So I believe that the hard part of your experience is behind you. I wouldn't get worried. If the Immigration Department are going to make a move on you, you will hear about it. If you don't hear about it, you can take some confidence that they are in fact just moving forward with your application to change your employer. Once it's approved, they will then endorse your passport with a new limit of stay, which, if it's before Q2 2015, should be for a one-year period. If they finalise your application in Q2, date yet to be formally determined by the Immigration Department, you'll then get a two-year limit of stay under the recently announced enhancement measures. So if I can put your mind to rest, I hope I've done that, but it seems to me that the situation that you find yourself in, whilst regrettable, seems to have been dealt with via your letter of explanation and apology, and the fact that the Immigration Department have received your application to change your sponsor, have given you an indication that that's going ahead as a result of the card in your passport, along with the file reference number, and the fact you've had representation from an immigration officer that the next move will be a letter to your employer or your proposed employer. So all things considered, I don't think you've got that much to worry about. Okay, I hope you found this useful and gave you some peace of mind.